You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Mike McDowell. Now, a little later in the programme, we'll be hearing all about a brand new action camera developed specifically for scuba divers, by scuba divers, but also extremely useful for the boating and cruising community too. Right now, though, a special treat, because I'm standing on a clifftop high above the Mediterranean Sea on what is actually not a particularly sunny day. It's a steamy, cloudy, really hot and humid day, because it must be getting on for 40 degrees Celsius, and it rained a little bit, and it's incredibly cloudy, and it's very, very, very close. I'm really sweating, but I'm going to go indoors into the air-conditioned lounge at the top of an amazing hotel here in Port de Sawyer, Boat Radio's home port. This is the Jumeirah Hotel. We're going to sample the hotel's signature fifth birthday cocktail, and it's going to be made for us by senior mixologist Stefano. And we're going to meet, first of all, the general manager, Jordi Tarida, to learn a little bit more about this fantastic place. Okay, let's go indoors.
Well, we're sitting here on top of a huge cliff overlooking the beautiful Mediterranean Sea and the port of Sawyer. This marvelous place is called the Jumeirah Port Sawyer, and definitely one of the better, to not say best, places you can think of being while the beautiful Mediterranean summer is happening around us.
It's quite a location.
It's right. You have to imagine yourselves a big cliff on top of which a hotel with 121 rooms, various restaurants, pools, etc. was built. On the one side, we are basically on top of the Mediterranean Sea, and on the back side, we are surrounded by the beautiful Tramontana mountain range. So it is a very dramatic setup, and we are overlooking the entry of the little charming Port Sawyer. Definitely a must if you come and cruise around the island with your boat. Pretty spectacular location, yeah. Especially from a boat perspective, the whole northeastern coastline here is the most spectacular one here on the island. This is not a huge place in terms of capacity for boats, capacity of hotels. So it's really a little hidden secret. So you don't get here by accident. You want to be here and you want to come here.
Tell us a little about this hotel, because some of the statistics relating to the hotel are quite extraordinary.
Yeah, we have 121 rooms, which are built over 11 buildings. So the spread from the lowest to the highest point of the hotel is nearly 1 kilometer through some very nice gardens. We feature 3 restaurants, 2 pools. One is a family pool, the other one is an infinity adults only pool. This year we celebrated our 5th anniversary, so have been 5 good, interesting, positive years. The very best thing about this hotel are 2 things. It's the location, the views, and the service attitude of our team, giving it a very sophisticated, modern, young, fresh, luxury style. So if you want to come to relax, have a good time, the word stiff, we don't even know how this is written and spelled. The combination of these 2 things is the unique and the best thing.
Jordi Tarida, General Manager of the Jumeirah Port Sawyer Hotel, thank you very much indeed for talking to Boat Radio.
Thank you very much, Mike. It was a pleasure. And hope to see a lot of all the many people who are hearing us here in the hotel somewhere in the future. Would be a pleasure to say hi to you.
Estás escuchando a Boat Radio.
So I'm still in the Sunset Sushi Lounge, but I'm actually behind the bar now with mixologist Stefano. Stefano, welcome to Boat Radio.
Thank you very much indeed.
What is it that we're going to make today?
Today we're going to make the 5th anniversary cocktail that I made like 3 months ago for the 5th anniversary of Jumeirah.
Let's get started. What are you going to do first?
Okay, we're going to make first the main ingredients, which is the vanilla one. The spirit is not very, very alcoholic, but is a extremely is rich of flavor. So after that, we're going to add pineapple juice. And actually, the cocktail is seems like complicated, but it's very easy, like
great.
Few ingredients.
So we could make this at home. So we're starting off with liqueur 43 or 43. Okay, so how much of that do you need?
I need 30 ml. of liqueur 43. Also the pineapple, 20 ml.
Gosh, you're doing this very quickly. You've obviously done this before. It's whizzing around.
It's very easy, actually.
So take me through that again. It was liqueur 43, so liqueur 43, which is what flavor?
Is vanilla one.
Vanilla flavor. And then you put in pineapple juice after that?
Pineapple juice is 20 ml. Also, we add some oranges, which is the same amount, 20 ml. And we add some citrus with the cinnamon infusion with orange.
The cinnamon infusion. That's what it was that you've got ready mixed in your bottle there, your pourer. Okay. So we've got those four ingredients, the cinnamon infusion, the pineapple juice, the orange juice, and the liqueur 43. Okay,
Actually, what happens next?
The
cocktail is ready. Now we need to shake it. This cocktail, the technique of this cocktail is a shake and strain. We have to double strainer with another strainer into the champagne glass. So we're going to shake right now.
Well, you look like you enjoyed that.
Yeah, we need to shake very well because this cocktail must be very, very cold.
Ah, of course, that's why you're shaking it over the ice cubes, yeah? You're shaking it to cool it down because there's no ice in the actual glass. Now, here's the glass itself, which is a champagne flute, but it looks like it's half made of gold. You don't get gold sugar in Carrefour, do you? Where are you getting that from?
This gold color I just take from the pastry, the classic gold color, so we can mix with the sugar and make this color.
So it's a pâtissier's decorative gold for cakes and that sort of thing.
For cakes,
okay.
Yeah,
so what happens now?
Double straight into the glass.
So you pour. Let me just move the mic a little bit. You're pouring it through two strainers into the glass, and it looks bright gold now. It looks amazing.
Bright gold, but we have to finish the cocktail with champagne. So we have to add some champagne just on top to get the cocktail fizzy.
Right, and it's not the cheap stuff from Eroski.
We just add gently on top, and the cocktail is ready.
Gosh, it looks perfect. Jesus Piñera is here. He is the... what's your title, Jesus? You are the PR and marketing manager of the hotel?
Marketing and communications manager.
I need you to be my test pilot.
Okay, let's...
I need you to drink at work today, have a good big mouthful of this cocktail, and tell me what you think.
It's really nice. Yeah. It brings all the local flavors to life.
Yeah.
I like the fizziness of the champagne and the citric flavours. Really, really nice. I really like it.
Well, I'll be trying that as well a little bit later on. Jesus, thank you very much indeed. And Stefano, of course, that was brilliant. Thank you very much for doing that for Boat Radio.
Thank you, too.
Bonnie Las Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Las is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ring netter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Las Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.
I'm John Herlig. In Postcards from Sea, I tell stories of my travels aboard Ave Del Mar, my 1967 Rawson cutter. I deal with serious nautical issues like how to sail your mast into a tree on a canal, what kind of incense best covers the aroma of kimchi fermenting on your boat, or whether or not I can beat a leukemia patient at a video game. It's simply the story of my life, and my life happens to take place on a 50-year-old sailboat with no particular destination in mind. I hope you'll join me and some of the wonderful characters I meet as I travel for my show, Postcards from Sea, every other Monday here on Boat Radio.
Time goes forward, go and catch your jet. You will find your moment. Time goes forward, stay and have a sleep. Let's dream about the future.
You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Mike McDowell. A couple of weeks ago, we were lucky enough to be invited along on a marine conservation expedition to Isla del Sec, one of the many smaller islets off the coast of Mallorca. We travelled along with Asociación Ondine, which is a Mallorca-based conservation organisation, and a group of marine biologists from the University of the Balearic Islands, along with a filmmaking team from Mission Blue. Now, also on board the research vessel was an accomplished scuba diver by the name of Jacob Dalhoff Steenson. Jacob's involvement was of great interest to me because he is part of a small team based in Copenhagen, which is developing a new type of underwater camera. It is called the Paralens, and Jacob joins me now. Jacob, welcome to Boat Radio.
Hi, Mike. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you very much for giving us your time. What is the Paralens? Let's get that out of the way.
Well, basically, Paralens is the first action camera made by divers for divers.
Okay. So what's the story behind it? Because it was a Kickstarter project. I remember it from Kickstarter.
We came up with the idea a year and a half ago, roughly, and from then on we started asking a lot of divers a lot of questions. And after we came to a product that was worth getting on the market, we made this Kickstarter campaign, which was quite successful and gave us a good idea of the need for such a camera.
Tell me a little bit about Kickstarter, because people who live on boats, I know this sounds a bit kooky, but they have a lot of good ideas. They've got a lot of time to think, you know? And very often, if you want to live on a boat and travel the world, it's a good idea to be your own boss. And finding financial backing these days is quite difficult. So Kickstarter is a way for people to do that, isn't it? A way for people to take a product to market if they've got a great idea, but they don't have any money, yeah?
It's a perfect tool for people with great ideas and with limited funds. It initially also just showed us that there is a genuine interest in the market for this product, but that would go with any great idea. You get an initial idea of how the market will receive your product.
And basically you are pitching your idea to the public, aren't you? So you almost have a built-in market when you get the thing launched, right? Because you've already generated a lot of interest.
Yes, exactly. And as it works with Kickstarter, you choose to be a backer. You pledge an amount, and for that you also get a final product. Now, what we've done in this case also is to use these backers to offer them the opportunity of becoming an A tester. This amounted to 200 people that ended up helping us test and develop this product. So that actually also sprung out from the Kickstarter campaign. We got 1,250 baggers in total, so they all saw the potential and the idea. And then aside from that, 200 of those baggers, they chose also to become A testers of the product.
Do we need another action camera? I mean, there are lots of them on the market. And they're waterproof. Well, they have waterproof housing.
We've been asked this question many times, and also experts has laughed a bit about us when we came and presented them the idea. There's already, I think it's 17 or 18 action cameras on the market. But what's common for all of them is that it's an all-purpose camera. When it's an all-purpose camera, it lacks some features that are quite specific for the divers. An extended depth range to 200 meters without housing. It's extremely rugged. It takes a beating. We've tried running it over with a car, but that also means you can drop a scuba tank on it. But the main key feature, there'll be a big change for a lot of people, is that you do not need, well, first of all, the external housing, but you do not need external color filters. And without going into too much technical detail, the reason why you don't need it anymore is that our camera, it automatically adjusts the color saturation depending on which depth you're at. The way it does this is via a pressure sensor, and we have then taught it which colors to add at each depth, both for blue water and for green water.
At what depth do you need to start using color filters?
Well, actually 1 meter, because the red color, it will disappear very fast within the first couple of meters. After 5 meters, you will definitely start to see the difference. After 10, 15, the difference is striking. There's no comparison between a competitor action camera with an external red filter optimized for one certain depth, and then the Paralens, which has red saturation, or what you would call it, for every single depth.
You can use this thing out of the water. You could attach it to the front of your car or your skate helmet or whatever it is you're doing, right?
You can. It's an excellent camera. As I said, it's really, really rugged. And it will take a beating, so it doesn't stop you from putting it on your mountain bike or your motocross bike, taking it out skiing or putting it on your boat. What we also would like to work on is a mount tough enough to mount it underneath the boat as you sail.
That'd be quite something, huh? It's a good idea to put them on a long stick and you can survey the bottom of your boat without getting wet.
Yes, exactly. You can see how the hull of the boat is doing for inspections, yeah, for sure.
And it comes with all those accessories, all those mounts, those attachments, those sticks, those handles, those various things for fitting it to just about anything.
Yes, we're very keen on making all sorts of different accessories, and we have a lot in the pipeline that are already designed. The prototypes are lying around here at the office. We have ball mounts, we have harpoon mounts. What we're also very keen on, which is in the pipeline, is of course the external screen. But also, and this is going to be very relevant to boat owners as well, the end cap with the cable mount, which will make you able to connect the camera to a screen and lower it down to the maximum depth of 200 meters while live transmitting the video footage to the surface.
When can we buy them, and how, this is the crucial question, how expensive will they be?
Well, they are available to order now at www.paralens, that's paralenz.com, at the price level of €649 for the European market, and that's including taxes.
Jacob, thank you very much indeed for talking to Boat Radio. I'm going to ask for one for Christmas, I think, so I won't be using mine for another 6 months or so, but really good to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Mike.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt@roguewaveyachtsales.com.